RadioMD.com. A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Life can change in an instant. One minute everything's going really well, and then all of a sudden it can feel like the world is crashing down upon you. I have a friend who lost her husband very suddenly, just out of the blue one night, and I know that she is still devastated, and this is almost a year later. So I cannot even imagine how this happens and how people get through it. And my guest today is Professor Erica Kozel. She's the founder of Bounce to Resilience, designed to provide information and help people experiencing extreme stress and adversity. So Professor Kozel, let's just start with your story, because something similar to my friend happened to you.
Yes, although in my case, my late husband didn't die suddenly. It took quite a number of years, but it still hit us just really out of the blue when he started to decline, because this all started about 7 years ago, and he was very healthy and then just had some kind of strange symptoms, and it took us quite a while to figure it out, but he eventually got the diagnosis of chronic Lyme disease with neurological symptoms that mimicked ALS. And so he would have periods where he would do quite well, and then he would slide back, and then we thought he was getting better, and then he would, stumble back. And so we had his health, and then we had, financial strains, right? We didn't know if he'd be able to work. We had these medical bills. I got pregnant with our second child. I was working full time. We got audited by the IRS because of our huge medical debt. Yeah, it was just kind of like one crazy thing after another, after another, after another. And, even up until the very, very end, 7 years later, when Jim finally did die, we both still thought, no, he could do this. He could do this, because it was just this crazy illness where he would recover and then slide back down. But he obviously didn't make it. And, when we started this process years prior, we always thought we've got to be able to take some good out of it. And I think that's part of the issue when it comes to being resilient and dealing positively with any sort of hard time, is that you just decide to focus, like you're the proactive one. The event you can't necessarily change, but how you decide to respond to that event is all you. It's all under your control.
What do you want to tell people about how, everybody heals at their own rate from tragic events. And some people say, okay, it's enough already, or aren't they over that yet? But devastating tragedies and things that go on, it's very hard to get over them, and everybody has their own timeline. How do you tell people to just do it on their own timeline?
Well, I think you sort of hit it right there by the acknowledgement that you have to be able to say, this is bad, this is unfair, this is not right. My children are now 9 and 6, and so they go through those little periods of, it's not fair, it's not fair. And frankly, what I say to them is, you're absolutely right, it's not fair. So let's mourn that, and let's get mad about it, and then we'll deal with it. And so I think that's the period of time that's different for everybody, is that shock and anger period. And it is going to be different depending upon the situation, depending upon the person. But at some point, you just have to actively decide. And it's so hard because it's so personal, but I do believe it's an inner quality that we all have to just sort of force ourselves to say, okay, I now choose to go down this path. And in my
case,
how
do you choose? In your case, how do you choose
that? It was
that?
Easy because I had these two kids, right? I mean, I couldn't.
I guess you didn't
apart.
Have a choice, right?
Right, right. So in that sense, it was easy. As they were coming around, needing to be fed, needing to be, change diapers, even simple things like that just kind of, sort of snapped me out of it. But to address sort of your bigger question that you had, how do you make that choice? I think, again, reflections, any self-help book, and I know your guest that you just had on before was talking about therapy. Any book that you read of somebody writing a memoir about how they overcome adversity has one common theme, and that is always gratitude. It doesn't matter. And I would love to find a case where this wasn't true, just to almost like prove me wrong. But I swear every article that I've read, every book that I've read, there's always a hint of gratitude. And that gratitude can be small for the day, and it provides a lifeline. Like it can be the sun is shining, and I'm really happy that the sun is shining because it's been raining for days. Or it can be something, you know, much larger, like, wow, that person was really nice to me today and made a special effort to come over and visit with me and brought me some food. And boy, that was unbelievably kind. And I think if you force yourself to do that, even on your worst days, it's a good thing. And if you can force yourself to do that in multiple ways, like not just saying it out loud, but writing it down or reflecting on it, the human brain works that the more different ways you do something, the more solid it becomes in your brain. And so, again, this just sort of reinforces that, you know, I'm not a victim. I can do this. I can do this. It's not fair that this happened, but I'm not going to be a victim.
Well, and I've seen the gratitude thing myself and in so many people that I've worked with and interviewed, that gratitude, and as you say, even if it's small bits and for your support system or for the people that are still left with you or for when something is very sudden, as in the case of my friend, Professor Kozol. So what do you say to people when they're not expecting it and something tragic happens? How do they come to grips with the sudden change? It's just so huge, and it seems
unsurmountable. So unfair. Right. And, I have a friend who's also a widow who lost her husband very suddenly in a car accident. And she and I have had conversations about, you know, which is worse, which is better. And, of course, there's no answer, right? They're all awful. But in terms of suddenness, again, I know that you have to be able to fall apart if you want to, and you have to have people who surround you and say it's okay for you to do this. I think good intentions are always there with, you know, come on, go see a movie with me, let me take you out for dinner, the grass is going to get, you know, greener if you just come over here and perk up, it'll be okay. And I know that all of those sayings are said out of love and good intentions, but really during the initial shock period, you have to have somebody say to you and allow you to be mad and to say, this is unfair and you're right, yeah, this is really awful. And I think if you don't have somebody who just says that to you, you sort of start this self-reflection of, oh, I'm supposed to be strong, and I'm supposed to, you know, look beautiful for my husband's funeral, and I'm supposed to get, you know, all this stuff together and, you know, just have this sort of surreal experience. But you do need somebody to say, you know what, let's just hang out and sit here and just talk about how unfair this is.
Well, absolutely. It's such good advice. And just tell the people in the last 30 seconds or so where they can find out more about you.
Well, my website is bouncetoresilience.com. And I have two books. One just came out that I wrote in part with my two kids, which is kind of exciting.
That's cool.
And both, yeah, it's called When Miracles Aren't Enough. And it really did just come out. And my, she just turned 7, daughter illustrated it. So it's quite lovely. But there's lots of good information on the site, bouncetoresilience.com.
BounceToResilience.com, something we all need to learn about. And if something tragic happens, that you can come through it on the other end and the sun will shine again. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show every day at 11 a.m. Central right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.